From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Commerce Department's latest report on retail sales is another sign that Americans are wary about spending much given the uncertainty about the U.S. economy. NPR's Paul Brown reports retail sales were flat last month.
The new figures present a bit of a surprise because many individual auto dealers and other retailers had reported stronger August sales. But overall, here's how it works out in two major categories. Auto sales down 0.3%. And clothing sales down 0.7%. Consumer spending accounts for more than 2/3 of economic activity. But with credit tight, it's dependent to a large extent on whether people have jobs. The unemployment rate is high, and the U.S. economy has expanded very little over the first half of this year. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
In a separate report out this morning, the Labor Department says prices at the wholesale level were unchanged in August. Analysts say with no real sign of a rise in inflation, the Federal Reserve may have more latitude in taking steps to bolster the sagging economy. Greece's prime minister is set to hold an urgent call with the leaders of France and Germany today to update them on his country's efforts to meet its cost-cutting goals. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports the call comes as investors remain alarmed at the lack of clear action to contain European debt problems.
The conference call comes amid more bad news for the Eurozone. Moody's Investor Services cut its ratings for two major French banks, Societe Generale and Crédit Agricole, over their exposure to Greek debt. Greece has been propped up by billions in rescue loans for more than a year, but its next payment will not be delivered if the government fails to meet its commitments to increase tax collection, speed up public sector cuts, and make good on other structural reforms. Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel Tuesday tried yet again to calm markets, reiterating that there would be no easy, quick fix for Europe's debt crisis. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Berlin.
Military forces in Afghanistan have finally flushed out the last of the insurgents who staged a brazen attack on the U.S. Embassy, NATO headquarters, and police buildings in Kabul. Sadiq Siddiqui is a spokesman for the Afghan Interior Ministry.
They started the attack on this building yesterday at 2 o'clock, and our police was able to kill them, all six of them, today. This morning at 8:30, the operation was over.
At least seven other people were killed, including four police officers. The U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan, Ryan Crocker, says the insurgents are with a group that enjoys safe haven across the border in Pakistan.
It's tough when you're trying to fight an insurgency that has a lot of support outside of your own national borders.
But Crocker says the attack does not indicate any resurgence in militant strength in Afghanistan. On Wall Street, stock prices are mixed. The Dow is down 4 points, but the Nasdaq is up 12. This is NPR News from Washington. More than 16,000 students at Catholic high schools in the Philadelphia area have no classes today, and it's not clear when their schools will reopen. The teachers are on strike. Contract talks have stalled, mainly over issues of job security and working conditions. Teachers in Madrid are set to go on strike for 2 days next week to protest layoffs and contract changes. Lauren Freyer reports from Madrid. Many teachers are taking part in protest rallies today.
It's the first day back to class for high schools across Spain, but teachers like Raquel Perez are protesting outside. She's one of thousands laid off in Spain's budget crunch.
We are starting the school year with less teachers, and the ones that are unemployed are just going to keep marching and protesting and demonstrating.
Teachers from all over the country plan to march on Madrid next month. A local strike is planned for next week. Perez says ultimately the students could suffer.
My kids are losing teachers, and they're not responsible for this crisis.
Spanish unemployment is over 20%. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.
A car bomb explosion in southern Iraq has killed at least 13 people and wounded more than three dozen others. The blast went off outside a restaurant where police officers were having breakfast. The Obama administration is warning of a rise in religious intolerance in some of the Arab nations where pro-democracy movements are underway, such as Syria. Assistant Secretary of State Michael Posner says the unrest there is putting Christians at risk.
Many of these people have been victimized twice. They fled the violence in Iraq, and now many are seeking to flee Syria. The government has created a climate of instability and violence.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is urging people in the region not to trade one form of repression for another. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.